Hello.
Can I please speak to O'Brien, please? This
This
is
is
Nikki
her.
from Alabama Department of Labor. And I
This
was
is
just getting
her.
your call back.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I do
You're welcome.
apologize about that.
That's
Can I
okay.
please have your social so I can better take a look at your account for you?
Yes, 265-99-1587.
265-99-1587.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your month's main name, please?
Trisha O'Brien, 8780. Nutter is my mother's maiden name. Nutter.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nutter is my mother's maiden name. It's NUTTER.
Okay, thank
And my
you.
date of birth is 8780. Trisha Ann
Yes, ma'am.
O'Brien is my name.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I haven't done that in a long time. I had filed a claim when I got fired from my last job, but nobody ever responded back to me, so I only claimed 1 week, and then I quit, and then now this job just fired me, so I need to do. I mean, if I can, I don't know what you want to do about that. But I probably already have one claim. I don't know if we can just open that one up, so
Yes,
it'll
ma'am.
be easier on you, is it, you know, whatever is easier on you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna ask you some questions.
Yes,
Are
ma'am.
you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Do
ma'am.
you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
My speech is messed up because I had a stroke.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, that's good to hear. What is your preferred language?
English.
Did you consider yourself disabled?
Kinda, in a way.
Okay.
But
Did you want me to
I
put
still
down?
wouldn't want it. Huh?
Did you want me to put down yes for you?
I don't know. What should I don't know. Well, I don't get no money from this disability or anything. They denied me when I filed for it. After I had my stroke, I tried to apply for it, and they denied me. So.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Did you consider yourself to be disabled and you said yes?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yes. I can't work with the public or nothing like that because of my speech.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I understand that. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more
No,
than
ma'am.
100? Okay, you said yes?
No, no, ma'am.
Okay, yes,
No,
ma'am.
ma'am, in service, no.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
8th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
A what? Driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I do.
Can you verify your driver's license date?
My state, Alabama.
Can you verify your driver's license number?
Yes, let me grab it real quick. I just had it too. I need to be asking for that. Sorry, I'm not ready.
No worries.
Okay, all right, my number is 101-0-1-9-7-9-6-7-9-8-7. I need
Yes,
my
ma'am.
glasses.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Do you want your
Did you get
benefits
it?
going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
The benefits card because I don't have my account number from PayPal.
Yes, ma'am. If you get approved, you will receive your benefits card within 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, 172 Goff, G-O-F-F Drive. Ozark, Alabama, 36360.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
407-480-8393. That's my number, but I've been calling my boyfriend's phone because my phone is broken. which is 407-280-1654.
And what is your email address?
TrishaO'Brien7@gmail.com. All lowercase.
Okay, that's going to be your first name, your last name, at gmail.com.
Uh-huh. Yes. No, first name, last name, number 7@gmail.com.
Okay, let me add the number 7@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address is 172 Golf Drive, Ozark, Alabama, 3630.
Excuse me, 3660.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which other foreign vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Is it a 1989 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme? Is it a 1988 Chevrolet Spectrum? Is it a 1995 Toyota Supra? Is it a 1997 Ford Thunderbird, or had never been associated? I'm sorry.
I own the Ford Thunderbird, and I own the Chrysler.
Okay, is it going to be the Ford Thunderbird?
I don't own them anymore. They're totaled out. They're totaled. I don't own no car right now.
Okay, is that going to be the one, the Thunderbird?
But for what? That's the last one I had, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which other foreign professional license have you ever held? Is it gynecology, OBGYN? Is it neurology? Is it pulmonary medicine? Is it radiology? Or is it none of the...
Okay. Now what? Now?
Which other foreign professional license have you ever held?
None.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 416 South Terry Avenue? Is it 4814 Edmee Circle?
I lived there before.
Okay, that one. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Okay.
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, I don't know what that is.
When was the last day that you worked?
The 20th of May.
Is that going to be 2022?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself?
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, go ahead. What you going to say?
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Yes.
You said yes?
I'm a subcontractor.
Okay. With them. You said you're a subcontractor?
Yeah, but they pay me.
Okay.
The company pays me. Right, we subcontract jobs out, like cleaning jobs.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, neither one. Oh, well, I don't have a real estate license.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, I'm available for all shifts, but I can't work with the public no more. I used to be a cashier, but now I just do cleaning services, like for a company. That's what I did, but they fired me, so that's why I'm calling you.
Okay. And they had discharged you, is that correct?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Okay.
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$10.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Sorry.
Are you in a union?
No union, no.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. I can't return to work. They fired me.
With your job title and description, what is your job title and description?
I guess it would be janitorial service.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Janitorial service. Like janitor, kind of. Janitorial, yeah.
Okay, can you spell that for me, please?
Janitor? G-A-R-G-A-T-E-R? Janitor? Janitor, yeah.
Okay, you said janitor?
Janitor, like a janitor that cleans bathrooms and stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. What's your job description? Will you keep in buildings in clean and orderly condition?
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I've been looking for work.
What is the job title and description you're seeking a job for?
I was going to do waiting forms for whatever shift they needed me for. I put in an application for whatever shift they would need me for. And I put in an application at Firehouse Clubs, but my speech is kind of messed up for my stroke, so I'm trying not to do that. And then a warehouse, I applied for a warehouse, too.
Okay, you said warehouse worker?
It was Walmart Distribution Center.
Okay.
With the warehouse. There.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
With the warehouse position, are you going to be loading, unloading, and move materials at a plant, yard, or other work site? Or pack or package by hand? A wide variety.
By hand. You package it, you go walk around, get all the stuff by hand.
Yes, ma'am.
If do I you get have the job, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking?
Do I have a what?
Do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the name of your employer?
One Source Management.
Is that going to be the name on your pay stub?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and add your employer.
I don't know their number, though. I don't know their number.
Okay. And what was the name? I do apologize about that.
One source Management.
Okay. Okay, you said One Source Management. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that OSM Services Incorporation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you don't have the phone number?
No.
Okay, let me try to find that number for you.
I've never had to call them, so.
Okay.
I just called my supervisor instead of.
What city and state is it located in?
Alabama, Dothan, Alabama.
Okay. Is it on 1700 Headland Avenue?
Yep.
Okay. What is your employment start date?
February 2018 or 19. I'm not positive. 19 maybe. February 19th. I'm not sure the exact day.
Is it 2021 or 2022?
Oh, right, when I started? I started in 2019, in February of 2019.
Okay, thank
It might
you.
be even 2018, I'm not sure. I've been there 3 years, and then that.
Yes, ma'am. When was the last day that you were?
May 20th, 2022.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Alabama, Ozark and Dothan, Alabama, both of
Okay, you said Dothan, Alabama.
them. Yeah, in Ozark, Alabama.
Dothan, Alabama, and Ozark, Alabama.
And
Okay.
the job in both of them.
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separate employer, your last employment?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
Because I said I was late too many times.
Okay, could you say that's because of tardiness?
Yeah, my car broke down, so I couldn't make it to
Okay.
work.
Have you been discharged?
They fired me, yeah. They said, yeah, they don't need my services no more, they said.
Okay, would it be okay if I put you down for tardiness?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's why they fired me, because I'm tardy. My car was broken down. And I missed 4 days, so they fired me when I got back.
Okay. What is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Tammy Judah, but she said it's per Josh, which is the owner of the company, and I don't know his last name. I'm not sure.
Okay, you said her name is Tammy Judith.
Yeah,
Was she your
she's the one that
manager?
fired me. She's the manager of
Okay. What was the date of your discharge?
May 20th.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Tardy, being late, and
Okay.
missing work because of my car, and didn't have no car to make it to work.
Okay, you said the final incident was tardiness.
That's what she said, yeah.
Okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
Sorry.
Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
What do you mean by that?
Did you commit the act without proof or without an excuse or without a reason?
No, I had a reason.
Okay. Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Sorry?
Did they give you a warning before you got discharged?
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah, like 2 years ago, they wrote me up, but then I never heard nothing about it again until they fired me.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Yes, I told them I would no longer be late, and they said this, okay, they don't need my services anymore. They said I performed my job well, but I was late too much.
You said you tried to tell them that you would no longer be late. Is that correct? Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Hold one second. Are you seeing the marks? Okay, I got a marker right here. Okay, yes, go ahead.
Your temporary PIN number is 8780.
8780. Okay, this is open. Open that one. Mark, open that. There you go. 8780, you said?
8780.
Okay.
The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VoteSNEP and update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in interrupting your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Fail to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification.
7381?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Did you want to write down that number?
Yes.
It's 800-752-7389.
Okay. Yeah, I'm computer illiterate pretty much. I'm not good at computers.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the number that you call on every Sunday to file your weekly certification.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. That's if you don't receive your booklet.
Right.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, but could they send me a letter instead of calling me? Because my phone's broken right now, and I can't buy a phone right now. So, could they send me a letter instead, or they could call me at this number?
They're going to be able to send you out a letter and mail to let you know if you've been approved.
Okay.
And also, it's going to take no more than 2 to 3 weeks for the process.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am.
And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you, you too, ma'am.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.